Shalom to all. Hope everyone's doing well as we prepare now for the Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah. Hope everyone's having a beautiful Yom Tov, a meaningful Sukkot, sitting in the Sukkah together with family, growing internally, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, all the beautiful things, guys. A small idea here, Parashas Vezos HaBrocha, which we read over Simchas Torah. Chapter 33, Pasuk, verse 18, right? Moses, right before he passed away, Moshe Rabbeinu is giving a blessing to the Jewish people. And listen to me say about Zvulun and Yisachar, right? Pasuk Yurches, V'le Zvulun Omar, Sabach Zvulun B'tzisecho V'Yisachar B'alecho. To Zvulun, he said, rejoice in your excursions, in your business, in your going out for Yisachar and the tribe of Yisachar. And you're sitting in your tents and you're learning of Torah study. Guys, what I took from this was something powerful. That we know, again, it's famous already, but we know the pact that Yisachar and Zvulun had. Zvulun would go out work and support Yisachar, they're learning. And Zvulun, obviously, we get a cheder, we get a portion of the schar, of the limud Torah. But important, but what I want to pull out from this pasuk over here is that the Torah says the word smach. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling him, smach. Be happy, Zvulun. Be happy with your going out. Yisachar, be happy with your sitting in the tents. Guys, each and every one of us has a unique purpose, a mission, a something to accomplish in life. We have to understand this. So Zvulun is to go out, B'tzisecho, and Yisachar is to sit. But nevertheless, it's the common denominator is smach, be happy with your portion. So don't look at your neighbor who's learning full-time in Kol and being jealous of him that, hey, you're working, you're providing, you know, support for your family and finances like that, and be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim in the work world, and vice versa. Right, you, the full-time learner who's trying to connect to Hashem through Torah study, and you enjoy it and you care about it. Don't be jealous of your neighbor who is becoming Kaddish Shem Shemayim another way. Smach, Zvulun, smach. Yisachar, smach. So, B'zat Shem Chavis, we come to Simchas Torah, and each and every one of us has a different thing we're happy about when we dance with the Torah. Let's rejoice, let's close our eyes, let's rejoice in my portion, in my chelik. And B'zrat Hashem will be zochet to have a new chelik this year, right? There's a story, a famous story. Well, again, I'll leave out all the details, but there was two people dancing in Simchas Torah. One person, right, an onlooker said, I guarantee you one of them is going to stop before the other. And it so came true, right, a couple hours or whatever later, one person stopped, the other one kept dancing, and he said, how'd you know? How'd you know who was going to stop first? He said, the answer was, he said, I knew that person is rejoicing of all the Torah he learned the past year and his connection to Torah the past year. So that's finite. But this other person was dancing about the future, about how much he'll be able to connect to God through Torah study, how much he'll be able, you know, to be more spiritually connected and present this year. That's why this person, you know, wouldn't stop dancing, because that's an aspect of infinity. There's no gvul, there's no self. So chevra, let's dance, let's connect with ourselves, connect with each other, let's appreciate my portion. Smach! Everyone should have a beautiful Yom Tov. Bezrat Hashem, we will see you all after Yom Tov.